and the lines would move.
Yeah.
Leather lines and boogies.
Same if you were going to ride on them?
Now, if you ride, you had the bridle, you had a rein to them.
Mm-hmm.
Come back over the head and hold that rein. You know, you just, anywhere you want to go, you just pull that aside, you know, just left on the turn left, you just pull it.
Right.
That's right.
Okay.
You train them too.
Yeah.
Just like young ones, you just start with them in time.
What would they be hooked to? What would the wagon or the plow be hooked on to?
Well, it would, you'd have to hook your traces to the wagon, a buggy or a plow. You had them straight trace chains, hook it to a single tree.
Uh-huh.
That would work, take a step, it worked with my hat. It took the pressure off of the shoulders when you walking.
Okay.
You pull by the shoulders, you know, horse do a mule. That collar, you know, and then the hands sit in the collar.
Mm-hmm.
And when they take a step, see, if the signal tree back there, it moved one way and moved the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Same way with a wagon, we pull that signal tree, you know, wagon or buggy.
That was if you just had one horse or one mule, or
now if you had a double and you have a tomb, double, you know, we had that too, you know, for a two horse wagon, you put one on each side of that.
Mm-hmm. Have the tongue down the middle.
Yeah, and you had the front breast piece there. Before they had the breast change, you move that tongue up, you know, each one of them. Have each end, you know.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Breast tree.
Uh-huh. And that was hooked onto a double tree.
Double tree, I think.
Yeah. What about on a bug?
You pull it, have a double flower, you have a double tree too.
Oh, okay.
And you have one hooked on that end here and one on this other end. That was for that one and this one was for this one too, but yet it had a long one.
They were both hooked on
too. Yeah, they both hooked to it, but still, there was one double tree, you know. Then they had the single tree hooked into that double tree on each end.
Okay.
Like the double tree is about that long, about a yard long. Then you had the others about that long. They hooked on the end of that one in the hook, so each one pulled his side. You know.
Okay.
That worked with the wagon, the plow.
Mm-hmm. What about a buggy? Did you have a buggy?
Yeah, Daddy had buggies too.
Yeah.
Wagon.
What were they hooked onto on the buggy?
Well, you had a back there with the shafts. See, buggies had the shafts.
Uh-huh.
Get it back up in the shaft.
Is it metal, a piece?
No, they were wood shafts. They come down. They went, went together, to the front. It was narrow, and back here where the single tree went. The traces were going to reach in that signal field, but like that on a buggy.
Okay, it was a longer one there.
Longer,
yeah,
that's right.
Uh-huh.
That's one.
Yeah. What about the roads, like used to be? When your father first came here, I guess there wasn't main highways or anything.
No, some people call them the three paths, you know. The ruts and the wagon and the buggy and then with a horse in the center. They call it three path road. The road they call it, I think, then. Wire track road or something. That's right.
Three path road.
That's right.
What would you call the road that went from the road up to the house?
Well, it's just a drive, we call it.
You just have a certain way that drive up through there.
It's just a road that if you come up on one side and go back down the other side, you know, the front. That's right.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, curved around.
That's right.
Yeah.